This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Crystal Crowder, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Last name Crowder, C-O-W-E-R. On January 23rd, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 166 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 4th, 2023, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when her vehicle was stopped and rear-ended, period. The patient was in a Buick LeSabre and was hit by a passenger automobile, period. The patient's vehicle was not totaled, period. No airbag deployed. There was not a great deal of property damage, period. The patient sustained injury and she was jerked, period. The next morning, she had bad pain in her neck, comma, entire back, comma, and bilateral legs, period. Despite treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain, period. New paragraph. Her neck injuries described by her were that of compressed vertebra that resulted in surgery on April 17, 2024 in Lafayette, Indiana by Indiana Spine Group, period. She thought that she had a fusion of about three vertebra, period. The pain is constant, period. It is described as a stabbing, aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. Her arms occasionally go asleep, with her left being greater than her right, period. She was treated with surgery, physical therapy, chiropractic care, medication, and a couple injections, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was the next day. She was seen at Witham Hospital in Lebanon, Indiana, treated and released, period. A couple weeks later or so, she was seen by a chiropractor at Northside Chiropractic in Crawfordsville, and then by ChiroMed, C-H-I-R-O-M-E-D. She was seen by ChiroMed several times, period. She was seen by Indiana Spinal Group a couple times. She had MRI and x-rays. And she was advised that she would need surgery, period. Surgery was done April 17th, 2024, at the Indiana Spine Center in Lafayette, period. After that, she had physical therapy at ATI a couple times, period. The patient did have spinal injections in Crawfordsville prior to the surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with sitting over 15 minutes, comma, standing over 40 minutes, comma, walking over 40 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 8 pounds, comma, sleep, comma, and sex, period. New paragraph, medications, prescription, denies other than over-the-counter medicine. Next, new paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine and exercises. New paragraph, Past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history. Reveals cervical spine fusion for this injury, as well as a prior carpal tunnel surgery bilaterally, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. May 2024, she was involved in an automobile accident with no injury of any significance or treatment, period. She has not been in prior major automobile accidents, only minor accidents, none requiring treatment or doctor visits, period. She has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is that of a server, part-time, period. She is unable to work full-time presently due to this automobile accident, period. She was given weight lifting restrictions of 8 pounds, period. She must 1 year of work plus additional part-time work now, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent sample findings, period. Indiana Spine Group, admitted December 5th, 2023. Chief complaint, neck pain. History, complains of neck and lower back pain with radicular symptoms in both upper and lower extremities, period. Physical examination, neurological evaluation revealed diminished pin sensation. Period. Examination of the cervical spine revealed scapular border tenderness, a decreased range of motion in the neck, assessment cervical pain. I have started her on physical therapy, period. Images, today AP lateral cervical and lumbar spine shows severe spondylosis C4 to C7 as well as L5 to S1, period. End of report. Unity Radiology, February 24th, 2024, MRI of the lumbar spine, L3, L4 with a small posterior disc bulge. End of report. Unity Radiology, MRI of the cervical spine, February 27th, 2024, multi-level degenerative disc and degenerative facet changes. Most advanced at C5-6 with canal stenosis in severe left and moderate right foraminal stenosis, period. End of report. Indiana Spine Group, April 1st, 2024. Crystal seen in the office today to review the results of her cervical lumbar MRI scans, period. Physical exam, cervical MRI scan shows severe spondylosis at C4-5, 5-6, and 6-7 with moderate to severe stenosis centrally as well as neural foraminally at all three levels, period. MRI of the lumbar spine shows minimal degenerative disc disease at L4-5 without any significant stenosis, period. Assessment, cervical spondylosis. I have indicated her for an anterior cervical decompression and fusion at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, period. Assessment two is lumbar radiculopathy, period. End of report. Operative report, April 17th, 2024. Post-op diagnosis, cervical spondylosis with radiculopathy. Indications for surgery, intractable neck and left arm pain with radicular symptoms and motor deficits, period. Procedures performed, one, anterior cervical discectomy at C4-5, 5-6, and 6-7. 2, anterior cervical inner body arthrodesis, C4-5, 5-6, and 6-7. 3, anterior plating, C4-5, 5-6, 6-7. 4, implantation of biomechanical spacers. 5, partial corpotomy, C-O-R-P-E-C-T-O-M-Y. 5, partial corpotomy of C4-5, vertebral body, period. Next number, use of protonics, demineralized bone matrix, graft extender. Next number, use of intraoperative microscope, period. End of report. Accident report states driver of unit 2 states that unit 1 was speeding and rear-ended unit 1 when pulling into parking lot, period. End of report. ATI physical therapy discharge summary, December 29th, 2023. States low back pain and right neck pain slash stiffness. They documented diminished range of motion in the cervical area as well as other abnormalities, period. End of report. Chiromed Plus, C-H-I-R-O-M-E-D, new word plus, capital P-U, I'm sorry, capital P-L-U-S. Chiromed Plus, date October 16th, 2023. Primary complaint is sacrum, comma, right pelvis, comma, left pelvis, comma, low back. Second complaint, neck and upper back. Objective. Several abnormalities documented, including spinal asymmetry, tenderness, comma, spasm slash hypertonicity, comma, as well as other abnormalities. Diagnosis 1, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar spine. 2, spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy, lumbar region. 3, segmental and somatic dysfunction of sacral region. 4, other intervertebral disc degeneration, lumbosacral region. 5, other spondylosis with radiculopathy, lumbosacral region. 6, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the pelvic region. 7, segmental and somatic dysfunction of thoracic region. 8, pain in the thoracic spine. 9, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical spine. 10, spondylosis without myelopathy or radiculopathy, cervical region. 11, other cervical disc degeneration. 12, muscle spasm of back, period. Prognosis fair. End of report. Northridge Chiropractic Note, August 14th, 2023. Motor vehicle accident several months earlier and has noted persistent pain ever since, period. Main concern is pain in the neck and shoulder, but also lumbosacral region, period. Upon evaluation, it is found that she is tender over most of the spine, period. End of report. State of... Scratch that. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the June 4th, 2023 automobile accident were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid, period. Examination of the neck also revealed a 3-centimeter surgical horizontal scar involving the left anterior neck due to repair for this injury period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area, with flexion diminished by 16 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, side bending 20 degrees on the left, comma, 22 degrees right, comma, rotation diminished by 26 degrees left and 18 degrees right, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion noted, period. There was heat and tenderness noted in the cervical area, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed mild paravertebral muscle spasm and slight tenderness, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Left shoulder was abnormal with diminished strength and diminished range of motion, period. Left shoulder flexion was diminished by 26 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, 32 degrees, comma. Adduction was normal, period. Extension was normal, period. Internal rotation diminished by 14 degrees, comma. External rotation by 22 degrees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength bilaterally. The left was greater than the right. The patient is right-hand dominant, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. The remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lower medial forearm from the elbow to the wrist, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, diffuse spondylosis with motor deficit, comma, and spinal stenosis, period. The above resulting in surgery April 17th, 2024. Of anterior cervical decompression and fusion of C4-5, comma, C5-6, comma, and C6-7, period. Number two, thoracic, comma, lumbar, comma, and pelvic trauma and strain. Greatly improved. Number three, L3-4 posterior disc bulge with lumbar radiculopathy improved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 4th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment in the cervical region. As a result of this automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the cervical region for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis, especially in the cervical region, but also possibly in the thoracic and lumbar regions as well, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need additional pain management and chiropractic care at a cost of approximately $3,500, period. Ongoing over-the-counter pain and anti-inflammatory medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some neck injections will cost $3,000, period. A neck brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you very much.